Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Thursday, July 14, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Tensions between Eritrea and Ethiopia are felt in the church. A short-term project team catches water for ministry in Rwanda, and the Beslan project lands in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, tensions between Eritrea and Ethiopia have remained high. Open Doors Carl Muller says this has had an impact on believers.
Border conflicts between Eritrea and Ethiopia continue to mount. The government of Eritrea continues to use the pretense of instability as a means of keeping the population without basic freedoms, including religious freedoms.
As a result, life feels like that of a state at war. Religious freedoms have been fiercely curbed, although many incidents are difficult to substantiate through an effective media blackout. But as reports of persecution trickle out, Muller says the strength of the church is building.
This is one of the great paradoxes of the church throughout history. Where the church has been most severely persecuted, the church grows the most. And that's why some of our coworkers in national relationships we have worldwide say persecution is good in one sense, in that the church comes to terms with what it really needs to believe and really needs to trust God for.
Meanwhile, the death in the U.S. of a 3-year-old girl adopted from Russia concerns many adoption agencies working in Russia. The girl's American mother is charged with murder, and Russia's government is very concerned. It's the 12th such case since 1996. Buckner Orphan Care International's Tiffany Taylor is concerned the case could hurt adoptions in Russia.
As a Christian agency, our goal is to place children in loving Christian homes where they're going to grow up and learn about their Heavenly Father and develop a relationship with Jesus. And it would just be such a tragedy for adoptions to stop for that very reason.
There are reportedly more than 700,000 orphans in Russia, and Taylor says ending adoptions would only hurt the children.
To have more children in those orphanages because they're not being adopted is going to put a strain on the system. Adoptive families bring in much-needed medical supplies, money for construction projects. The system right now is a benefit to those children that are left behind, too.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Rome, Italy, is known to be the center of Catholicism. But for evangelicals, Italy is in great need of the gospel. Training pastors and church leaders in Italy for 20 years, Greater Europe Missions' Paul Curran has recently developed a first edition in exegesis to help with that training. Curran says it was a great need.
There's very little from an evangelical point of view published and available in Italy. So for each of our courses that we teach at the Italian Bible Institute, we basically need to develop our own textbook.
Jem is excited to see Italian believers take hold of the vision for evangelism, and Curran says the Institute is impacting lives for the gospel.
The beautiful thing about that for me as a teacher is to see our materials. You know exactly where he is in a course because he takes what he's learning and converts it immediately into ministry in the local church, and people are blessed by that, and that's a real encouragement to us.
We turn next to Rwanda, where a Food for the Hungry team just began a special sanitation project for a primary school. The system, which takes 14 days to construct, gathers rainwater to increase access to clean drinking water for the children in Kagarama. Through their actions, the team members are literally bringing a cup of cold water in Christ's name to those in need. It's another step in Food for the Hungry's fight to help the oppressed in the area, their way of bringing light into very dark circumstances. And 5 students from the New Testament Church Bible School in Perm have started the inaugural 5-month road trip distributing the Book of Hope to the children and youth of the forgotten towns of Russia. The distribution is part of Project Beslan, the latest Book of Hope initiative. It's designed to reach children and youth in the remote areas of Russia, villages like Beslan, which suffered a terrible tragedy last fall. The goal is to reach nearly 1.5 million children and youth in 2005. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to financially support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. If you do it online, we'll send you our newly designed Mission Network News t-shirt. Go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.